Welcome to Dirty Dateini. I'm your host, Christina Kane. This is the unfiltered podcast that takes you through the dirty truth of dating, modern romance, relationships, and most importantly, self-discovery. Remember, love isn't always neat, and sometimes life is on the rocks, but it's sure worth the mess.
Welcome back to another episode of Dirty Dateini. I'm your host, Christina Kane. And with the holidays approaching, today we are getting into the art of gifting and relationships. So let's chat on gift giving. Gift giving, while some may argue it is materialistic or unnecessary, it is important in a relationship. It is a tangible representation of the effort put into that relationship. It shows your partner that you understand their likes, their dislikes, their needs, and their desires, and their interest. I have given gifts, and I have received gifts in relationships. And it is just never a gift. It holds more meaning than a materialistic item. It is a symbolic representation of your attentiveness to your partner and to your relationship. I am going to be covering why gift giving is important, because it is, gift giving as a love language and the judgment around it, special occasions and the stress that can arise, thoughtful gift ideas, why you want to stay away from initials, and the importance of communication in gift giving. Giving gifts can strengthen your connection, your bond, and your trust. When you are given a gift, in that moment, it is creating a memory, and usually the gift will be something that you see or wear often, creating a sense of appreciation for your relationship and serving as a little reminder of that moment in time when you received the gift. Now, what's the meaning behind gifts and why is it important? Well, gift giving shows your thoughtfulness, and when choosing a gift, it shows your partner that you value them and you have put in effort to select a gift that you think they will like. Gift giving expresses appreciation and makes your partner feel seen and heard when they receive that gift. And when you take the time to select a gift that you feel your partner will like, it makes your partner feel heard and understood and appreciated, because in that moment, they ensured you that they pay attention to you and to your interest. Gift giving is one of the five languages. And if this is your love language, do not feel shallow or materialistic, because it is one of mine as well, and for valid reason. Gift giving shows the thought and effort that goes into giving a gift and does not pertain to the monetary value. It doesn't matter how expensive the gift is. It's the thought that you put into picking out the gift. For example, the five love languages are physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, and, you guessed it, gift giving. Most individuals show love differently than the way they best receive love. One may show their love for someone by acts of service and words of affirmation, and that may be how they receive love back, but it may not be. Sometimes they may feel loved with quality time and physical touch. So understanding your love languages in your relationship, how you feel loved, how you show love, and how they feel love and how they show love, can really help you be in alignment with making your partner feel loved and valued in the relationship. But moving on, most individuals show love differently than the way they best receive love. Some people, such as myself, I do not want physical touch or other aspects of the love languages if a language is missing. Personally, I would say I show love by quality time, acts of service, and physical touch. I feel loved in return by acts of service, quality time, and gift giving. Now, before you call me superficial, I personally do not want to be physically touched if I am not receiving the other areas of the love languages that make me feel loved in. So if my partner is doing acts of service and physical touch, while acts of service is great and I really appreciate it, if I am missing other aspects of the love languages, then I don't want to be physically touched. And my body is very closed off to being physically touched. So that's why gift giving for me is important. But we're going to get into why it's not shallow or superficial to have gift giving as your love language. When it comes to gift giving being one of your love languages that make you feel loved, it's important. And it does not come down to the monetary value, but it comes down to the thought that was put in regards to the gift. For example, if my partner goes on vacation without me or goes on a work trip without me and he sees a candle in the gift shop that is a vanilla amber scented candle and he gets me that candle and brings it back to me, whether I was there or not, it shows that he was thinking of me in his time away from me, and it shows that he also pays attention to the little things that I like. So, remember, gift giving is not always about it being some elaborate luxury purchase. Sometimes it's something small and meaningful, yet it's going to be cherished and appreciated because you took the time to see something and it made you think of that person. And you brought it back to them. With gift giving comes occasions and holidays. We have Christmas, we have Hanukkah, we have Valentine's Day, we have birthdays. And when those approach, gift giving for many individuals can be extremely stressful because the pressure is on. Especially if it is something that is not done often in your relationship. You do not purchase gifts often unless there is a special occasion. So therefore, when a special occasion comes around, you feel the pressure to ace the gift giving. Gift giving can be extremely stressful, especially when you do not do it often in your relationship. If you do not do it often in your relationship and you only give gifts when it's a holiday, then you can feel an immense amount of pressure, stress, and anxiety around gift giving. But it doesn't have to be that way. A lot of individuals can feel the need to give a grand gift because the weight that holidays or special occasions put on the expectations of the gift. But when you treat your relationship as if there's more moments for gift giving besides just holidays or special occasions, it takes the pressure off yourself and you also learn to understand what your partner likes and doesn't like, which sets you up for better success and accuracy in gift giving. So if you feel like you struggle when it comes to gift giving and you're the type of person that when a holiday rolls around, you are scrambling, trying to think of what to get this person for a gift, you're anxious, you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, don't make it such a stressful occasion. And you can do that by not putting so much weight on holidays and special occasions and birthdays and gift when it feels right for you. It doesn't have to be a holiday or a special occasion for you to give a gift. If you see something and it speaks to you and you think, oh, my partner would really like that, then get the gift and give it to them. Then you will become more familiar with gift giving because you do it throughout the course of the year. So whether it's a holiday or just a casual Tuesday, selecting a gift doesn't feel overwhelming to you. Because it is an experience that you experience often. With gift giving, a lot of people think that they have to splurge on a luxury good and make a high-end purchase, but you do not have to do that. So I'm going to get into different types of gifts. Gifts that are great to give when you're not sure of what to give, and why you should stay away from initials. A lot of individuals in relationships feel the need to splurge on their partner and get them an expensive, elaborate gift. They save money to just spend a lot of money to give their partner this luxury gift. And while that's nice, I do believe women are easier to shop for in terms of gift giving. You could give them a candle, a Sephora gift card, a nice workout set from Aloe Yoga, a spa day where they can just treat themselves and relax. If you really pay attention to their interest and things that they already wear buy or do for themselves, then it gives you a great idea of what territory to stay in when it comes to shopping for your partner. Paying attention to what men wear, buy, and do for themselves is also helpful for a female in a relationship, but a lot of women struggle with what to get their man in a relationship. A lot of women feel they need to splurge on an expensive jacket or a super cool gadget for their partner. If you are financially able to do this, by all means, knock yourself out, go for it, get me a gift while you're at it. But if you are not in a position to do so, do not put pressure on yourself to do so. Men appreciate the thought and care that goes into gift giving. You could give a man a handwritten letter or a photo framed of the two of you for his desk at work, and he would cherish that just as equally, if not more, than a luxury purchase. So ladies, if you are struggling to figure out what to get your partner in a relationship, look at what he likes and create a list of his interest. After you have created this list of his interest, find things that you believe would be meaningful to him. For example, let's say you create a list and it includes that he really loves his dog, he loves cars, cameras, film, sports, and cooking. Getting him a cooking class for the two of you to experience together is going to be much more meaningful and create a memory than any luxury good. If he has a dream car that he desires, but probably can't purchase now or ever, find something that emulates that dream car, whether it be a poster or a toy car collectible. Doing things like this, to me, is more meaningful to a man than a woman going out and buying an expensive purchase with her money. It is sentimental, it is thoughtful, and it shows that you pay attention to those little details. Maybe things that he thinks that you didn't even notice about him, you've paid attention to, and you've now made a gift out of it. And that is much more thoughtful and meaningful and sentimental than any jacket, wallet, or belt will ever hold. And while thoughtful and personalized gifts are important, I would advise you to stay away from initials unless it is their own initials. I'm sure we have all been given, actually, I'm not sure we all have, but if you have ever been given a gift with your partner's initials on it, you understand where I'm coming from with what I'm about to say. I believe that you should keep gifts after you've been given them, even if the relationship ends. I do not think just because a relationship ends, any material goods that you receive throughout the course of that relationship as gifts all need to be thrown away. If you really feel like it's super triggering for you to have these gifts around, then, you know, donate them to a local shelter so at least you know that they're going to someone in need. But do not throw away gifts just because it's the end of a relationship. So since I advise you to keep those gifts, if you are to give someone a gift with your initial on it, or you receive a gift with someone else's initial on it, it's great in that moment. And it's special in that moment. But that gift will only be as good as long as the relationship remains. Once the relationship is over, that is a gift that you will most likely never use or wear again. And then it will just, in a way, go to waste because it will just hang in your jewelry box or sit around your house. Maybe probably not sit around your house. Maybe you'll actually hide it. So purchase thoughtful gifts. Purchase the things that they probably think no one even noticed that they loved. Purchase the things that they didn't even know that you knew this about them and that you knew that they liked this list of interest so much. Because that's so much more thoughtful and meaningful in the long run And when this relationship ends, if it does end, I hope it doesn't. I hope it works out for you. But if it does end, keep the gifts. You're mature enough to part ways with a person and still hold on to a material good. And if for whatever reason you mentally cannot keep the gift and you need to discard of it, make sure it goes somewhere that it's going to be used and appreciated. And with gift giving goes gift receiving. The need to reciprocate plays a role in relationships with gift giving. Humans have a tendency to reciprocate acts of kindness and generosity. It's just the way we're wired. When someone receives a gift, a social obligation in their mind is created, prompting them to reciprocate somehow, which then creates a sense of balance in your relationships. But do not give just because you are expecting a return from the person you're giving to. And do not give just because you feel you are obligated to. Just because someone gave you a gift does not mean that you have to return the favor. And just because you gave someone a gift, don't expect them to give you a gift. It would be great if they would, but that's not what it's all about. In your relationships, give because you want to give, regardless of the return or the outcome. And that goes for many aspects of a relationship and not just in the world of gifts. Do not give just to receive. But let's say you do receive something and it's not necessarily a gift you like. Communication is important in gift giving because it allows your partner the opportunity to understand you, but also pick and choose your battles. If it is a gift such as a keychain, a pair of socks, or a sweatshirt, and you don't necessarily like it, it's the thought that counts in that moment. And smile and show your appreciation because that person tried to give you a gift they thought you would like. So during times like this, I do not believe that you should tell your partner you didn't like the gift. Just appreciate it and take it and accept it with open arms. Now, what happens when it's more of a gift that is more expensive, such as a luxury purchase, and it's not necessarily something that is in alignment with your style? You don't feel like you'll wear it. You don't feel like you'll use it. There was something else that you liked better and the same cost point. I advise you to tell your partner, and there is a way to properly do so. First, obviously thank them for the gift and show gratitude that they did such an amazing thing and got you such an awesome gift, but then communicate to them. And hence, that's why I say communication is important in gift giving. Communicate that it's a wonderful gift, but it's not necessarily something that is in line with your style and you may not get many uses out of it. And because they did generously spend a large value on you, you would rather it be something you know that you can wear often and it allow you to appreciate it that much more. This communication allows you to not waste someone else's money for something you'll never use. Communicate with your partner so while they may have not gotten the nail on the head the first time, if you are open and communicate with them, once they see the things that you would pick for yourself in an exchange, they then better understand your likes and your interest and your taste in moving forward for when the next gift arises. Because if you don't say anything and you pretend to love that gift, then they're going to think, yeah, she loved it. Cool. All right. I got this figured out. And then when the next gift-giving occasion comes around, they're going to follow that same path because they believed that you liked that previous item. So they're going to stay on track with the things that they've been giving to you. And then you're just going to have a collection of things that you don't love and you don't use. And so ultimately it is a waste of money. So I do think there is a way to communicate in gift giving when you don't like something. And people may feel that is rude, but I think it's rude to receive something and it sit around your house and you never use it. And then they're like, why do you never carry that bag I got you? It's because you don't like it. But they don't know that. So then their feelings get hurt because you never carry it, but they thought you liked it. So I think when it comes to gift giving, if it is a smaller purchase and you don't like it, let it go. Appreciate the thought. That's what counts. But if it's something that's more expensive, then communicate it to them if you don't necessarily like it. Because then once they see the item that you would rather have, they now know, oh, okay, she liked this and not this. Okay, cool. So I have a better idea of what like she would want for the next occasion. Then they'll start to understand your taste and your likes and your interests much more. There's a way to communicate it. You don't have to be brash about it. Just do it in a empathetic, compassionate manner. And remember, it is not a fail if you purchase a gift for someone that they don't necessarily love. You made the attempt, and you will gain a better understanding moving forward. This episode really flew by. In this episode, we covered why gift giving is important, gift giving as a love language, special occasions, and the stress that can arise, why you want to stay away from initials, and the importance of communication in gift giving. It is important to show appreciation in many ways throughout the course of your relationship, and gift giving is a great way to do so. With gift giving, you gain an understanding and deeper insight onto who your partner is and what they like and what they don't like. I always say practice makes perfect. If you've listened to any of my previous episodes, you know that that's a slogan I use often. And the more comfortable you get with shopping for other people, the less stress and anxiety you will have around the pressure of holidays, special occasions, birthdays. Apart from holidays or special occasions, gift giving brings love and appreciation, and it brings surprise into a relationship in a way words cannot. Research shows that gift giving brings psychological benefits to the gift giver as it activates the reward center, triggering the release of dopamine and oxytocin, the house of pleasure and happiness. On top of that, several studies show that spending money on someone other than yourself promotes happiness. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and get out there and swipe that card if you're depressed, because that is the cure. You heard it here first. Gift giving goes beyond materialistic possessions and expresses emotions. It reinforces social bonds, it creates memories, and shapes personal and social identities. The size of the gift does not matter. The cost does not matter. It is the thought that counts. And whether it's getting your colleague a mug or a destination getaway for you and your partner, gifting was, is, and always will be ingrained in our minds. Because who doesn't love gifts? Unless it's like junk, then that just adds up and it's just a waste of space and someone else's money. So, thank you for listening to another episode of Dirty Dateeny. I encourage you to join Happy Hour by subscribing and leaving a review. If you know someone who struggles with gift giving, share this episode with them. Maybe they'll walk away a little bit more insightful. Understanding men and women can be complex, but I have many more episodes coming up on that that I ensure you will put your mind at ease. Feel free to reach out to me at the email in the description if you have any of your own personal questions or perhaps topics that you would like to see covered here at Dirty Dateeny. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. And remember, it's not about the gift, but it's the thought that counts. Before we get back to reality, if you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode. And for that, you're iconic. But before we part ways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, don't be shy and leave a review. Thirsty for more? Follow Dirty Dateeny on Instagram and TikTok at Dirty Dateeny. Oh, and just remember, we're on this journey together. Until next time, stay dirty and stay flirty.